Welcome to the Passporter Moms podcast.
Hello, thank you for joining us for episode 121 of the Passporter Moms podcast, Disney and Beyond. I'm Jennifer Marks, Passporter author and Passporter mom.
I'm Sarah Varney, Passporter News Editor and Passporter Mom.
The Passporter Moms podcast is a weekly podcast for all travelers, with or without kids. We serve up a healthy serving of tips and advice for vacations to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and destinations in the U.S. and abroad. Welcome home, Sarah.
Thank you.
Did you have an awesome vacation?
Oh, we had the best time.
Oh, good.
Best time.
Good. Glad to hear it. It'd been a while since you had like a family vacation, right?
Yeah, it had been a couple years actually.
Yeah.
I was very good. I, you know, checked my phone periodically just for any, you know, email crises, mm-hmm. but that was it. I think I maybe responded to 3 emails the whole week. So I was,
well,
it was
good for you.
Very good, and just really, you know, hung out with my guys and uh-huh. just had a great time. So
that's awesome. But,
oh, it was hot. Oh, it was hot.
Was it really? I guess it would be end of April.
Yeah.
Beginning of May, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty much 90 degrees every day. It was... The humidity was... Yeah. I mean, Ryan has asthma. He has really super mild asthma. Mm-hmm. We have never had to use his rescue inhaler, like, in the 2 or 3 years since he's been diagnosed. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had to use it multiple times throughout the trip.
Really?
He had such a hard time. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, do you think it has to do with the humidity?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Uh-huh. Just the heat and the humidity and the extra exertions.
Yeah.
Yes. So I wouldn't, you know, it's one thing if you're heading down in the next few weeks, don't underestimate the heat. I mean, I know it seems like, oh, it's so, you know, it's not really summer yet and it's early in the year, but
remember it's Florida.
It's hot, darn yes. hot. Africa yeah. hot. Like it's yeah.
like the feeling when you walk out and it feels like you're in an oven or a sauna because it's the humidity and where you take a breath and your lungs fill with that heat.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because it's not quite there yet, but mm-hmm. it's almost a little sneakier because you don't get that immediate sort of like, oh my God, I can't breathe feeling. Uh-huh. But 5 minutes later, you notice suddenly you're gasping for air. Like, it's almost a little sneakier, you know? Like,
great.
So it's, it's not to be underestimated, that's for sure.
All right. Well, you're going to tell us more about it too later in this podcast, right? Okay, awesome. And I wanted to make a little announcement, which was that USA Today chose Passporter as one of its top guidebooks in general. Like it had this article. I suppose I should actually like link it or something. But it was a really cool article about how travel guidebooks, you know, haven't replaced travel apps, right? And they then listed like their top 10 favorite ones, and Passporter's Walt Disney World was on that list. I thought that was really cool. So that's all
that
I wanted to say. So, I hadn't mentioned
awesome.
It yet. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, please the article. I'm dying to see it.
And in fact, I should also mention, and you and I talked about this earlier, our podcast listenership. I should mention that our listenership is well up over 2,000 listeners. So I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. And I couldn't believe it when you said some of them had, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 listeners.
Yep, and a number of them had over 9,000. So, woo!
A lot of people there listening to us.
Yeah, which is cool. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you for listening.
Well, so what's going on this week in Disney news?
So this week, we have a couple of different articles. We have one by the wonderful, the beautiful, the talented Cheryl Pendry, who I miss. I haven't seen her in actually a long time. And usually I get to see her about, you know, on the order of once a year or so. So I haven't gotten to see her in a while now. I miss my Cheryl. And she has a great article on the changing face of Palo. Palo is the adult-only restaurant on the Disney Dream, the Disney Cruise Line ships, the Magic, the Wonder, the Dream, and the Fantasy. Right. And sort of how it's evolved, you know, from... Uh-huh. the original ship to the most recent.
Yeah.
Really interesting. And then we have an article by first-time contributor Michael Miller about taking the auto train. He sort of makes some great points about how, you know, Walt Disney was such a huge fan of trains, and mm-hmm. it's a very sort of Walt Disney way of getting to Walt Disney.
It totally is. I still intend to do it one of these days. It's just that, you know, you get on it in Virginia somewhere.
Yep,
Virginia. Yeah, and, you know, then I have to drive half the way there, then it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
But still, I'm going to do one of these days.
It's cool. Yeah, road trip.
It is.
Passport a Girl's Road Trip. Sorry. That yeah, that it's a great article and really, really informative. So, and then in news, Club 33, which is the exclusive members only club, which is located inside of Disneyland, is turning 45 this year. And for the first time in my memory, they are accepting new members.
Really? See, yes. I always kind of thought that they were accepting new members, but like on an extremely limited basis. You know, like if you gave them $1 million, then sure they'd accept.
Well,
you.
they actually hadn't been for at least the last few years. Uh-huh. They were simply not accepting new members at all on the wait list. They weren't even taking waitlist applications for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. So, and if they were, you know, taking the occasional member, they sure as heck weren't advertising it. Mm-hmm. And they're still not advertising details, really. Right. We don't know how much it costs, and we don't know, you know,
I'm sure
all sort of that type of details. Yeah. And, you know, I was actually at Club 33 last year, and, you know, the manager was there, and he was so, so sweet, and he was answering questions for us, except for that, you know, most of the questions he asked were, yeah, for the, you know, dude, for the, just to protect the privacy of our members, we can't give that information.
That was your answer.
That was the answer. For pretty much like 10 consecutive questions. Oh. So, but they are accepting membership, or membership applications, mm-hmm. I should say. They're going through the wait list first, of course, and then based on availability, they may be accepting completely new members. So if you have interest in that, it's club33interest@disneyland.com.
Cool.
And it's this very cool little place, and it's very...
Oh, it is.
You know, it's sort of secretive.
It is. It's so cool inside. I've been there once, and it's got a great view of Fantasmic, which I didn't even realize that kind of like went out and over. There's like a sort of a bridge over one of the streets in New Orleans Square. I didn't know that it would do that. You know, there's like a little hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's really cool how it's there, and, you know, probably half the people don't realize it. Well, maybe less than half at this point, but, you know.
Yeah, it's a bit of a Disney urban legend sort of.
It is. Yeah.
I think now that they're talking about it in the Disney Parks blog, that it's less of a world.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's, you know, for the Disney geeks among us, that's news. And then Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party dates have been announced, and tickets are now on sale. I'm not even going to get into prices because it depends on which party and what date and who's adult and children and whatever. But, you know, suffice it to say, for about $55 plus tax on up, you can go to one of these separate ticketed events that take place in the Magic Kingdom after it closes for the evening from 7 to midnight on select dates. So check your newsletter for specific dates. And then the Eat to the Beat concert series schedule has been announced. For the Eat to the Beat concert series takes place at the America Gardens Theater during the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot during the fall. And so they have some actually pretty cool performers this year. I'm looking at the list and thinking, oh, I like
Air
them.
Supply, Survivor.
Gin Blossom. Yeah. I'm a big fan. Javier Colon, who's actually from my hometown. He was the winner of The Voice last year. Yeah. So some pretty cool events. Starship, who will forever remain one of my least favorite bands because they came out with that song, Sarah.
Oh, I still hear that on the radio.
I hear that in my dreams. My nightmares. So, because I was in sixth grade when it came out. So that's just not a good time to have a popular song with your name in it.
I would agree.
So that's this week's Passporter news. And check out www.passporter.com/news to subscribe. And I need articles. I'm back on the desperate quest for articles. So send me an email at news@passporter.com, and I will happily send you our guidelines. But just to give it to you quick, we're looking for Disney-related articles. It doesn't necessarily have to be specifically Disney, but it should have some sort of tie, to Disney. And it does Disney World, Disneyland, Tokyo Disney, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney. Adventures by Disney would be fabulous, actually, if anybody wants to write an Adventures by Disney article. And we just ask that you have a couple photos that you can submit with them. So
photos are good.
Photos are important. Mm-hmm. So news@passporter.com to get all of that information.
Awesome. Thank you. So this week we're going to talk about PhotoPass.
Yeah,
and did you use it on your trip? I mean, I'm sure I know the answer, but
I used it and abused it. Yes,
in fact, you told me before in a podcast that you were going to. Did you pre-order something?
I pre-ordered the regular PhotoPass CD, but then what I did is PhotoPass has a new product that is available called Disney's PhotoPass Plus.
Yeah, that's right.
So I pre-ordered my Disney PhotoPass CD, and then when I arrived at the park, the very first stop I made was at the Camera Center and the Magic Kingdom, and I upgraded to the PhotoPass Plus. Now, the PhotoPass Plus, just to give you sort of a general, well, let's discuss PhotoPass first before we discuss the differences. But so Disney's PhotoPass program is a PhotoPass photographers are located all over the four
Yeah,
main
all
DVCs.
over. Yeah.
All like literally there's more than 50 PhotoPass photographers located in the Magic Kingdom on any given day.
Yeah,
So
you can't go anywhere without bumping into
I
one.
can't move without tripping over one of them.
That's right.
And they will happily take your picture in front of all the different, locations and icons and all sorts of cool stuff. And they give you a little, almost like a Key to the World card or a credit card. It's a little card and it has a code on it. And every time you see one of these photographers, they scan this card. And then when you get home, you can log on to DisneyPhotoPass.com and view
Your
all of
pictures.
these pictures, which of course are then for sale.
Yes, of course they are.
So, and they range in price. You can everything from a digital download to an 8x10. You can get coffee mugs, you can get calendars, you can very typical, similar to like a Shutterfly or something like that. You can get just about anything with your pictures on it.
Of course, the cool thing is that for them to take the photo, it doesn't cost anything. You can just walk up and say, "Hey, take my photo," and they'll give you a card. No money gets changed. It's only when you want to
It's only when
order a
just say.
photo that there's a cost involved for regular photos,
Exactly.
which I think is really cool.
Yeah, and it's a great way to get everybody in your group in one photo because typically there's, the one person who's behind the camera, who's left out of the picture. They do a really good job of, they know the right angle, they know how to frame you perfectly. You're not going to have somebody's finger over the lens. You're going to,
Or your face won't be all shadowed.
Exactly. So.
They're really good professional pictures.
Yes, they do a great job.
They
So.
even do some really cool things, like they'll have you pose a certain way so that they can like put Tinkerbell in your hand or Simba. Really cool imaginative things that
Yep,
are
those are
very
called the
Disney
magic. They call
specific.
those the magic shots. Those can be taken by any photographer with a free camera. So not there are photographers that have tripods, and there are photographers that have handheld cameras. So the magic shots can be done by just about any photographer with a handheld camera.
Cool.
Yeah,
That's good to know.
and we did all of them. We got Ryan with, pointing at Stitch. We got Ryan holding balloons. We got Ryan holding Tinkerbell. We got Ryan holding baby Simba. Every photo known to man. The other cool thing is when you go home and you look at your pictures online, you can edit them on Disney's website. You can add borders, you can add autographs, you can crop them, you can zoom in, you can do all kinds of cool stuff. So they make, typically, I guarantee you my Christmas card is on that site somewhere right now.
You have great cards. Great
Yeah,
Christmas cards.
well, this year I can guarantee you it's going to be a gift. Because I didn't, I just spent a lot of money on
Yes,
the
that's right.
But what, where PhotoPass, where the CD, so what you can do is you can order a CD. Now you can order it after, or for a savings, you can order it before your vacation. And that's what I did. I pre-ordered the PhotoPass CD. The great thing about the CD is it's pricey. It's like 150 bucks or something like that. And you look at that and you think, oh, geez, $150,
Yeah, right.
But you can put all of your PhotoPass pictures on it. So if you think about like, if you're buying an 8x10 for, $10 or whatever, that adds up pretty quickly.
Totally.
So, it
It's all
adds up.
savings, yeah.
So if you're getting just every single, and then they not only do they give you the pictures, but they also give you photo releases. So you can then take the pictures, and if you want to take them to Walgreens and get them printed out, or you want to, get your Christmas card, at Shutterfly or somewhere, they give you the
You
photo release so that you can do that.
right.
So then there's a new product, and this is what I was testing. This is called Disney's PhotoPass Plus. And it's not available for pre-order at this time. It has to be purchased in the theme parks for now. I suspect that'll change pretty
Probably,
quickly.
yeah.
So since I had pre-ordered the CD, all I had to do was go on my first day to the camera shop and pay the difference between the pre-ordered CD and the PhotoPass Plus program, which is $199.95. That's not the difference. That's the total
So
price,
it
I
was
should say.
$49.95 was the difference.
Yeah,
Okay,
exactly.
got it. Okay.
So, and that includes not only all of your PhotoPass pictures, but it includes all of your ride photos. So, which is Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Expedition Everest, and Dinosaur.
Please tell me you didn't rattle that off the top of your head.
No, I'm holding a
photo. Okay, there we go. I'm like, wow, my goodness, Sarah. That's amazing.
I'm just that good.
Well, I know, you're just that good.
I'm holding it in my hand. And then, not only that, so not only all those ride photos, and keep in mind, again, the ride photos can be kind of pricey, it includes all of your dining photos.
Yeah.
So, Hunter Park Fair, Ohana, the Luau, Chef Mickey's, Cinderella's Royal Table, Tusker House, the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review, and Akersha's Princess Storybook Dining.
Yeah,
awesome. Wait for it, though, because it doesn't just include the digital copies of the dining. You also get the photo package.
Oh, really?
So you walk away with the heart, you know, the very cute hard copy in the souvenir, like cardboard frame. And it's like 1 8x10 and 2 4x6s plus a couple of stock photos. So you get the hard copy plus the digital download.
Oh my goodness. That's pretty amazing, actually.
Dining photo packages are, I think they're like $31.90 plus tax.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive. I have gotten them a few times. So, yeah. Wow. That's a great deal. I didn't realize you got the hard copy.
It's a really good deal. So, we did 19th Hard Park Fair, we did Tusker House, and we did Chef Mickey's. And so, we got all of the hard copies, you know, plus all the photos, plus the ride photos, including Ryan's first ride on Splash Mountain, which, of course, we were going to buy the ride photo of that anyway because it's his first ride on Splash Mountain, except for the fact that the little and you can't see him in the picture. Oh, at all. It's Sean and a space where my child should be.
It's like, what happened to my kid?
Oh, that little speck in the back of the shirt. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, that's fine. Do you get the paper copies of those ride photos or just the digital ones?
With the ride photos, you just get the digital copy.
Okay. Right.
But even still, again, you know, if you were to buy the 8x10, I mean, they add up so fast.
Yes, they do.
If you're a photographer, I mean, personally, like, you take lots of pictures, you know, you and that iPhone.
I do take a lot of pictures. Yeah. Never of me, but I take lots of pictures.
You know, a lot of people are big into their photography, you know, and I mean, Cheryl, for example, Cheryl's my example for everything, but she takes thousands of photos on her trips. I don't know if it's such a great, you know, for her, you know, for someone like her who's taking lots of pictures, I don't know if it's such a great deal. But for me, I didn't want to lug a camera with me. I wanted to make sure that we got lots of family photos.
Right.
It was perfect.
It totally depends on what you want when you come to photos. I can see someone wanting both, which is to take photos of whatever pleases them, you know, or cool, awesome looking things. And then also get family photos because it's really difficult to get yourself on those photos when you're the photographer. And that's what's really cool about PhotoPass.
Yes. And I almost forgot. The other thing the PhotoPass Plus includes, and this is exclusive to PhotoPass Plus, is a separate CD that you get when you make the purchase that includes over 300 stock photos.
Really? How cool is that?
Over 400 high resolution digital photos from around Walt Disney World. If you're a scrapbooker.
Yeah, totally.
And I was told a little secret that they include some older stock photos of like Mickey's Toontown and attractions that no longer exist.
Oh, cool. That's neat.
So that's very cool. And that CD I've got right here in it, you can take it home with you and you can start using that right away. The other CDs, I have to actually go onto the website and choose which pictures I want and then actually put the CD and they'll mail it to me.
Right.
But the stock ones I have right here. So that's a lot of pictures. So I had almost 350 PhotoPass photos by the end of our trip.
You were busy.
I stopped at PhotoPass. I literally, like, you know how at Animal Kingdom, like, they have them at the top of the hill walking down sort of tree line, somebody station, like, midway.
And you stopped everywhere.
Why? Because
that's funny.
Who's going to get the really good shot, you know? But then I can also edit each photo up to 3 times. So I can do one just plain. I can do one with a border. I can do one with an autograph. And I can do one that's zoomed in. And I get all 4 of those down, you know, those digital files.
Wow.
So by the end of it, you know, say I were to go through and, you know, edit each one, you know, and have 4. Yeah. I could have over 1,200 photos.
That's a lot of photos.
I'm not going to do that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And all your character, you know, you don't forget character meets.
That's, totally.
There are PhotoPass photographers located at many, not all, but many character meets. So my favorite one is a picture of Russell and Doug from Up, and Russell looks at Ryan and points at him and points at Ryan and points at him and points at Ryan. He's like, you look just like me. I was like, yes, he looks just like him. If anybody wants to know what my kid looks like, if you've ever seen Up, you know what my kid looks like. He looks just like him.
That's funny.
Really funny. And I loved it that the character was like, even the character knows.
The character was, yeah, that's cool.
It was
cool.
So funny. So we have a PhotoPass picture of that. So, yeah. So I felt it was a really good deal. I think PhotoPass is a great deal. I think PhotoPass Plus is, you know, mm-hmm. I felt a spectacular deal, especially if you do like I do and are a crazy person stalking the PhotoPass photographers.
So how does somebody pre-order it?
You can't pre-order PhotoPass Plus. Has to be purchased at a park.
Right. You, how do you do the regular PhotoPass? CD.
Pre-order CD. Mm-hmm. There is a specific link that you can get the savings through. I will send you the link, Jennifer.
And we'll make sure that it gets into our description.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just Google Disney PhotoPass pre-order mm-hmm. and come up. But I'll send you the link. If you want to do it afterwards, it's just the website is disneyphotopass.com.
Okay. Now, so you have photo releases for the photos that you had taken?
Correct. Yeah.
So does that mean that you might be able to share one of your pictures with us? Because it would be really cool.
I'm sure I can.
Awesome. Good.
As soon as I get the CDs, I definitely will.
Cool. Great. Yay. All right.
And I mean, I'm going to share them with you anyway, but...
I meant with everyone who's listening, because, you know, not everyone is familiar with what this is. Yeah. You know, there's lots of people who've never been to Walt Disney World before, and they're like, magic photo? What the heck is that? It'd be really cool to show them what that is, because it's really pretty neat looking.
Like, I had never seen the... I had never seen the Stitch magic photo before.
What is that?
And so sometimes, you know, the photographer, and I don't want to sort of give everything away, but if the photographer asks you to do something that sounds a little bizarre,
just do
go
it.
With it. Yeah. Just do it. Don't question it. Don't give him a hassle. You know, my favorite is when the photographers, we had, you know, it was my husband and myself, and then Sean was in front of us, and they had us cover Ryan's eyes and then kiss behind him.
Which, oh, really?
Yeah, that came out very funny, actually.
So that sounds really cute.
Ryan's covering his face, and yeah, I just love it. It came out really well. So
cool. Awesome. Anything else that we should mention about PhotoPass, or does that pretty much cover it?
I think we covered it.
Okay, cool. Well, then let's do our community corner. So. We have some celebrations this week.
Yay!
Thank you for sending in your celebrations. Member SLSCJK, that's Sean, says, I graduated with a BS in hospitality management on May 5th. I'm sorry. I'm totally messing this up. Let me do that one again. Member SLSCJK, which is Sean, says, I am graduating with a BS in hospitality management on May 12th, 2012.
Congratulations. I wonder if he's going to go work for Disney.
Yeah, really. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And member Glenna says, my son was born on my birthday 8 years ago, so we're celebrating our birthday. Sam never has an excuse for forgetting his mommy's birthday. And that's on May 14th. Well, happy birthday
happy
to you.
Happy birthday.
And your
Although,
son.
To be clear, there is no excuse for forgetting mommy's birthday.
There is no excuse. That's
but
right.
This kid really has no excuse.
And this week's podcast listener winner is DisneyFan62. So if you're listening, DisneyFan62, send an email to podcast@passporter.com to claim your gift certificate. And we have a couple of questions that were emailed to us from our listeners. The first is from Dawn, and she writes, have you heard any feedback, good or bad, regarding the Oceaneer Club on any of the Disney cruise ships? I'm referring to the changes that took place last year where adults are no longer allowed to sit in or visit their children in the club or lab. I ask because my 4-year-old is not quite as outgoing as his older sister, and I am worried that he will be clingy or resistant to explore the kids' area without me. Personally, I am in favor of the changes, even though they may not necessarily be in my favor. There's another question here, but we'll stop there and answer that one. I can speak to this. I was on the Disney Fantasy recently, as most of you probably know. And Alexander is shy. He's not outgoing at all. And it can take some convincing to get him to do things. In my case, he had been to the club before and knew what to expect and was anticipating it. But I can say that while I wasn't allowed to walk in there with him, you know, he checked in, washed his hands, did all that on his own. Now, while I waved goodbye to him, I was allowed to walk in there and find him later without a problem. So I'm kind of curious about that now that you mention it. They didn't make any kind of big deal about me being in there. They're like, sure. They gave me a lanyard to wear. You know, I think that it just, you know, so that I'd be identified while I'm walking around. But they let me go in there and find him, sit with him for a few minutes. So it wasn't anything like crazy where I felt uncomfortable. In fact, I had completely forgotten about it. What I will say is that if your son is like mine, your child, whatever, your child's like mine, I highly recommend that open house, which they have on the first afternoon and sometimes early evening. Go in there with your child together. You have to go together anyways and look at everything together. And that will make a huge difference in whether they're going to feel okay about going in there on their own. I know because it works for me.
Yeah, the open house is key. And that's not just for smaller kids, it's also for preteens and teens. The open
Absolutely.
house and the very first day is typically when friendships are made. And that, you know,
Yep, you want to go to the open house. Don't
it's
overlook it. I
worthwhile.
know it's really busy that first day, but
Yeah, don't
trust
skip it.
me. Yeah, because you know, the club, the lab, vibe, edge, they're all really, really awesome things. And I have seen, okay, I have videos of Edge and Vibe, you know, all the teen things, especially up on YouTube. Okay, you know, there's lots of teens on YouTube. You would not believe the comments I see on there from teens talking to other teens about the amazing experiences they had in those clubs. I'm serious. You know, you think normally on YouTube you see comments about how, you know, how stupid something is, blah blah blah. Well, not on these videos. They're just like, "Why are you going to be there on this date? Because I had such a good time." I mean, really, they're like trying to hook up before they get on the ship through the
Okay,
videos.
well,
It's
not
hilarious.
hook up,
Yeah, not hook up, you know,
not hook up.
like friends. Yes, I don't see any of that. I see it's very innocent. It's quite cute. I'm sure they
Yeah.
wouldn't like that, but it is. It's really quite cute. So,
Yeah.
yes, go to the open house. It's totally a good idea.
I think it's a must, yeah.
Yep. And Dawn continues her question. She says, "One more quick question. Can you refresh my memory on the rainforest room that is available on the spa? Do you have to sign up early, or can you visit day to day? Also, how much is it?" I just did that too on my Disney Fantasy. As far as I know, you can't pre-book the rainforest, right? So you have to sign up, but you really want to sign up on that first day again. You don't always have to, but I have had I really love the rainforest. Okay, I'll just say that. And I've had experiences where it apparently sold out when I came back like the day or 2 days later. And it's not always true, but. And as far as cost goes, I believe it is $16 a day, and there's 3 day passes and week long passes depending on how long your cruise is. And
And people who get length of stay passes have first crack at it. If the length of stay passes sell out, then there will be no day
That's
passes.
right. That's right. And I also want to know, and this was new for me when I was on the Disney Fantasy, they actually gave me something in addition. I bought just a day pass, but they gave me and like an exfoliant and a little scrubby sponge. I
Ooh.
was totally surprised because I'd never seen that before, and I got to pick, and I chose like lavender. There were like several choices. Yeah, so
Very
I don't know
nice.
if it was a special thing or a new thing. I'll have to look into that, but yeah, it was cool.
Very
I
good.
highly recommend the rainforest.
Cannot recommend it
I
enough.
love that place for relaxing, you know.
Yeah, on any of the ships. They're very different from the Magic and the Wonder to the Dream and the Fantasy, but they're fantastic on all of
On
them.
all of them, absolutely. Yep. Okay, and our last question is from Alyssa, and she says, "Hi, Jennifer and Sarah. My family and I are taking our first trip back to Walt Disney World in 8 years and are very excited. I am absolutely obsessed with all things Disney, and it has been my dream since I was six. I'm now 25 to be Grand Marshal of a Disney parade. Does Disney still somewhat randomly choose a person or family to be Grand Marshal for any of their parades? And if so, any insider tips on how cast members go about selecting these lucky participants? Also, if this opportunity no longer exists, are there any other special opportunities that may not be widely publicized that we should look out for? Love the guide and the podcast. Keep up the great work."
Woohoo!
Yeah, thank you.
8 years, that's wow.
Yeah, all sorts of really cool new things going
Lots
on.
of change,
Yeah,
yeah.
lots.
They do still have a sort of, I don't know if they still refer to them as the Grand Marshal, but like the family of the day. There, you know, there's a bunch of different opportunities. The first one I can think of is the family of the day that actually opens the park with Mickey. Then there's the family that rides in the parade.
So you could think of that as a grand marshal.
Yep, that's the Grand
Yeah,
Marshal.
right.
I think each park has a family of the day. I think it's not just Magic Kingdom. I think it's all the parks. As for how it gets selected, I don't have any inside information on that.
Yeah. And all the times I've gone, nothing ever have I ever been selected for something like that. So, but the one thing that I feel is important is being there early, because you can't get picked if you're not there early and
Exactly.
noticeable, at least. So standing near the front, you know, if they
Right.
have to hunt for you, it's probably not going to get picked.
The best advice I can sort of ever give anybody for any type of extra magic is talk to cast members.
Yeah,
chat
totally.
up cast members, strike up conversations, look available, look enthusiastic, look excited, you know, not crazy, just stalk the cast members, but you know, but look interested and look enthusiastic, and you know, they want somebody who's going to get up there and who's going to smile and who's going to wave, and that's just why my family will never get chosen for anything like that, because my son is so incredibly stoic at times. He's so serious. He got chosen for the Festival of the Lion King finale on this trip, you know, so when like the big finale, and they take a couple of the kids out of the audience and they give them instruments and they march around with the dancers, and you know, he's so serious. I can't even stand it. He's so serious, you know. So it helps if you're big and bright and smiley and
Yes, absolutely.
other than that, I got nothing.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's one of those you get lucky things, but
But being
I think your
early
tip
is
chatting up
handy.
cast members is a great idea. 'Cause I 'cause yeah, I know that. I know that in the past there have been there's sometimes there can be people assigned to do this. Like I know when they were doing the 100
The
Years of
spot.
Magic, was it, or
The
what?
Year of a Million Dreams,
Yeah,
the dream
that's it. Year of
spot.
a Million Dreams. There would be people. You knew what they were dressed like. You know, you could. That was pretty clear in that case. But, you know, and I know that that happens. I just don't know beyond
Yeah, it's
that.
definitely more subtle, I think, when
Yeah.
it comes to the parades and the family of the day and things like that.
Definitely. But hey,
But
if you.
chances are good if it's a cat, you know, there are uniformed cast members and it's very clear what they do. And then there are cast members that are dressed in more business casual attire, are still wearing name tags. Those are probably the ones you want to chat
Yeah,
up.
absolutely. Don't forget, be there early
Be there early.
and smile.
See, Mickey grin goes a long way.
Well, those are all of our questions. If anyone would like to hear their question answered in our podcast, please send an email to podcast@passporter.com. And I have the discount code coupon for those of you who would like to get 25% off the list price of any Passporter in our store for the next 7 days. And the code is PhotoPass. You just type PhotoPass, it's all one word, all lowercase, during checkout at PassporterStore.com to get your discount. So here comes the question I ask all the time.
And I got nothing for you. I got nothing.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on next week. I don't know.
Well, then it'll be a surprise.
Yes, it'll have to be a surprise.
Well, I'm sure it'll be cool. So, well, cool. That's our show, folks. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for more news and answers. And listen to more podcasts at passporter.com/podcast. Talk to you next week.